In this week of the course, you will be reading the Magna Carta and also thinking about developments in England and France in the Middle Ages. It was during the Middle Ages that the rivalry that was going to characterize Anglo-French relations for the next 9 centuries began. If one was to pick a specific date, you might choose 1066, when a Norman army, an army of Frenchmen led by William the Conqueror, asserting a right of inheritance, conquered England, technically making England subject to the King of France, although in reality it never quite worked out that way. The Normans spoke French, followed French laws and customs, which he introduced to England, and used French political institutions, which he also introduced to England. Antagonism between England and France culminated in the Hundred Years' Wars, which was eventually won by France, even though France lost all the major battles of the war, and even though most of the campaigns were conducted on French territory. The French probably would not have won if it had not been for the actions of the young girl Joan of Arc. It was during the Long War that a divergence in the political evolution of both France and England occurred. The immediate outcome of the war was the strengthened political power of Parliament, which was originally just an advisory body to the King of England, with Parliament emerging as an actual partner in the governing of the kingdom. In France, a diametrically opposed political outcome occurred, with the result that the King of France emerged all-powerful, solidifying the powers of the monarchy and diminishing the power of the king's advisory council. Interestingly, the Hundred Years' War also had the outcome of crystallizing national identities, although it is very anachronistic to use the adjective national in a 15th century context. A war which had begun simply as a dynastic struggle between the ruling families of England and France ended up a national context. By the end of the war, it had become clear that the English were English and the French were French. The English spoke English and the French spoke French. The English were loyal to the King of England and Parliament. The French were loyal to the King of France.